This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm a dangerous man. You agree with that, Jennifer?
Of course you are.
A dangerous man.
Danger,
yes. Okay, here we are for the DJV experience. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and Doug. All right, speaking of dangerous people, there's a list that's been published today in the Daily Mirror in England that goes through a list of important spies over the years, people who have been well known, that were hired by the CIA and or MI6, if it was an MI6 then or MI5 or
six.
Whatever, an MI something. I think it was MI5 at that point, but now it's MI6. So Cary Grant is on the list, the actor, Frank Sinatra as a spy. Yep. Let's see here. More recently, Uri Geller is on the list of spies that worked for the British government. Julia Child was a spy.
You know, what's funny is I actually knew that one. I don't know if probably don't ever watch the show Drunk History, but it's basically a bunch of people get together and they drink and then they tell you surprising, you know, historical stories. And yeah, she worked for, I don't know what the department was. I think the office, U.S. Office of Strategic Services before, like way, way, way long before she was a chef.
Yeah.
So that's what she did when she was young, as like an adventure. She basically did that. I think she married a guy that she worked with, and then she became the famous chef that she was, which
well,
is crazy.
She was first known and made her money as the developer of the first shark repellent that is still used today to stop people from, in World War II, the shark repellent was used to keep the sharks from setting off underwater explosives, because they set a, you know, wherever you are, you want to keep the bad guys from coming in to your port, so they'd set out these mines. And instead of the ships blowing them up, the sharks would go up to them, and they'd hit them and go, boom! That'd be the end of the shark, but also would give away the fact that they put all these underwater explosives out there. So who would have thought that Julia Child was the one responsible for literally cooking up what was used to keep the sharks away from the bombs. Errol Flynn was a spy, according to this article. The fellow who was responsible for the James Bond movies, Ian Fleming. Harry Houdini is allegedly, according to this article, he was a spy for years.
You know Uri Geller. I mean, you know, obviously not everybody on this list, but do you believe this to be true?
Oh, yeah, I believe absolutely. I believe
Did Uri talk to you about his spy days?
Yeah. Yeah, he's told
really?
Stories about his spy days, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. But it's really interesting to see how, and also people that you wouldn't expect, like flight attendants and pilots and people who travel easily. And that, I guess that does make sense.
It makes sense, though. Yeah, I mean, flight attendants are the people that you don't really, they're the people in the background that can hear everything you're talking about and meet lots of people every day, but they just hang out in the background, so you wouldn't remember them.
And they have clearance to be at every airport around the world. I mean, that's they're perfect for drug mules, and they're perfect for being spies.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, yes. Lucky are that they are.
I had a very nice conversation with the lady who was the flight attendant on my flight last night. Now I'm thinking about her in an entirely different way. She was a spy.
That's why she was
talking to me.
Everything you said.
She was interested to find out what was going on with me.
Thought that conversation was innocent, but
I did think it was innocent.
Better watch out. They're after you now.
Mm-hmm. You better watch out. Better not cry. All right, so let's see what's going on. The focus on the weather. I'm back on the West Coast here. It was quite pleasant, apparently, here yesterday, Jennifer, and
yeah.
Supposed to be pleasant this weekend. Nice, I brought the weather. Meanwhile, it got
you
cold.
You always leave
on
at the right time, don't
know,
you?
Nice?
You little snake. You get out right before the temperatures plummet on the East Coast.
We got a surprise snowstorm this morning. Did you get anything, Victoria?
We had just insane wind, and it was in the 20s last night. It was freezing.
Yeah. It was when I took off yesterday afternoon to come back out here.
The it's plane almost comical
to me. Like upside down because it was so windy. We sat on the tarmac for about a half hour before they gave clearance to take off. And you knew you were going to have a rough ride. So for about the first 10,000 feet, I think we were going sideways to get up. But you just hold on to whatever it is.
Your
my
drink,
case.
The person next to you. I hold on
I
to my
hold
drink
on to the guy
who's
next to me. No, that was not of interest. But it was just interesting to see things flying around the plane. You know, the pilot says, make sure, and the flight attendants, they put all your bags up overhead and make sure you stick them under the seat. But people always have. I have books that I take out or magazines and things, plus my headset if I want to listen to some stuff. And unless you, if it's really bumpy, unless you nail that stuff down, it does go flying around. And because there's, when the plane loses, when it gets bumpy like that, it actually is, it's losing altitude, and it does create that sense of weightlessness just for a second or two. But that's why the stuff flows. It isn't because of the momentum as much as it is whatever there is that ergonomically goes on that creates that situation where there is a sort of a vacuum, in a sense, or a weightlessness. So up and down you go, and where you stop, nobody knows. And but anyway, the weather in general, I was looking at an overview of how much of a problem these floods. You know, we're thankful on the West Coast because there's been so much rain. Everything is so green. It'll be good for spring and summer because it will have quenched a lot of the thirst, especially in these areas like Los Angeles is a desert. And you keep going further out, like to Bakersfield, through Ontario and out. It's just a big, Southern California is a big desert. So as much rain as can come here and can be acceptable or kept, it's all the better. But then there, if you go further north, we all know how much the flooding has created much more than a nuisance. There are going to be a lot of things that will affect the price of food because so much of it comes from California. And we think the rain was good, but unfortunately the rain eroded a lot of the areas where there's such rich topsoil that it will affect what gets grown. So I was thinking about that with regard to our daily food news brought to you by Tasty Lee Tomatoes and wondering about how this is different because they're grown in a way that isn't affected by the weather outside because they're grown in a rather controlled environment, and that's why they can add more things. You know, in a way, the new world of agriculture is so much different, so much better. You hear me decrying the fact that there's so much stuff that's put into the soil now by the big monster companies that want to get more food. They want to grow more with more stimulation, but they're not stimulating the soil. They're stimulating the plants. So the plants keep taking more and more out of the soil. There's less and less in the soil. Therefore, the quality of the food that you get out of the soil, if it hasn't been replenished, is not as good. And so along comes the new Tasty Lee tomato with flavor and freshness, the fullness of the tomato itself, vine ripened. You see, that's what you want. A lot of the things that come from California especially that are grown in the valley, they are picked before they are ripe. That's true with fruit. I think you all know that, right? The fruit that's in the stores has been picked way before it was ripe. The best example of that usually are bananas. They come to the store green as could be, and then they ripen as a result of the heat in the store or the light in the store or whatever. That's how they ripen up. And the same is true with the tomatoes. A lot of the tomatoes that are shipped, if you're not getting them locally during the summer growing season, those are tomatoes that are picked weeks sometimes before they're ripe. And so what you've gotten is an artificial sort of, no, it looks good, but what does it taste like? Not the case with Tasty Lee tomatoes, though, because they are vine-ripened.
Because they taste like a tomato.
They do. Amazing. Yeah. First, they actually taste like a tomato. Some people have forgotten, Jen, even what a tomato is supposed to taste like. Stacy Lee tomatoes taste like you grew them yourself. That's the reward for me, because I always have a garden. And you can tell something that's good. If it tastes like it came out of your garden, then you're okay. And that's what the Tasty Lee tomato folks will tell you. And it's, by the way, certified by the American Heart Association as heart-healthy tomatoes. The Tasty Lee tomatoes is the way to go. They are sweet. They are tangy. What do you think now? Both of you, I don't know, Carrie, you've gotten any tomatoes yet or not, but Victoria, you've gotten yours, and I think Jennifer's
I've been eating mine every day. They're wonderful. They're also non-GMO, which is really important to me. So that's another thing that I absolutely look for. So, and the other thing that's interesting, when you said people forget what tomatoes are supposed to taste like, it is true, because we're so used to the bland hothouse kind of variety.
But
the other thing that I noticed with the Tasty Lees is that they smell like they just came from a garden.
They do.
And it's refreshing to actually smell vegetables that are supposed to smell like vegetables.
Surprise!
I know.
All right, so if you're watching Sunday games or movies or TV shows and you're a snacker like I am, I'm snacking on these tomatoes. I have my Ken's Italian dressing on the side, a little knife, cut it up, and have them those and the cucumbers, and I'm all set. And if you're making the tomato sauce for a great pasta, how much better is it going to taste because you use Tasty Lee tomatoes?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's
definitely
the bottom line. So if you want to find out more about Tasty Lee tomatoes, go to tasty-lee.com. That's tasty-lee.com. There are lots of healthy recipes and a lot of fresh things for you to keep in mind when it comes to these tomatoes. It's important to have quality of life, and quality of life comes from quality of food, and this is quality food. Tasty fresh. The Tasty Lee tomatoes are available in your favorite grocery store as well. And if they aren't, you ought to ask for them by name. Tasty Lee tomatoes, T-A-S-T-I-Lee. Tasty Lee tomatoes, bringing us our food news, which is an interesting combination of truth or, well, I guess what's the truth or consequences. So, which is better? The question from nutritionists and dieters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're always bombarded with all these reports. You know how I say science is always disproving itself. What's the right thing to eat? Is it butter or is it margarine? Or is it butter or is it olive oil? Should we eat eggs or not? And so there was a report that came out this week about olive oil as to whether it was good. Liquid vegetable oils like olive oil, canola oil, better than hard fats like butter, margarine, and coconut oil. But you see, therein lies the problem sometimes with these reports, because margarine is not a hard fat. It's a man-made, almost plastic.
It's just chemicals.
It's chemicals, right.
And there are traces of plastic in it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, right. So I separated that out when I looked at this report, because I'm more interested in whether or not butter is better than olive oil. And I guess it depends. If you go to a restaurant, a really good Italian restaurant, for example, most of the stuff is cooked in butter. You have butter on top of it, and that's what makes it taste so good. But it also makes it, you know, what does it do to your waistline? That's where olive oil comes in. So do you give up a little taste? I don't know about you ladies. What do you think about the taste of olive oil versus the taste of butter?
I love it, actually.
Yeah. Do you? Yeah.
A good, you know, not, you don't have to spend that much on olive oil, but, you know, you don't want the cheap stuff, because a lot of it ends up being fake, or it's a blend of olive oil mixed with, you know, vegetable oil. I think there's a trick. If you stick your bottle of olive oil in the freezer, I think if all of it freezes, then, I don't know, it's either you're good if it's all frozen, or you're not good if it's all frozen. I'd have to Google
Better
that.
Get that clarified.
Yeah. But there is, it is one or the other. I saw it on Dr. Oz. There is one or the other, where it's kind of an olive oil scam.
Dr. Oz is a very good, incredible source for lots of food information, I find, frankly. All right, ladies, it's 21 after the hour here on the DJV Experience.
The
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls. Doug, you taking a, what do they call it, a TV timeout? He's taking a radio timeout. And this is Bruno Mars, who, I don't know about you girls, but as soon as I hear Bruno Mars, you just get this smile on your face. It's pretty incredible how he does that with his music. Makes you want to dance right away, for sure.
Yeah, you know, I was not that big of a fan of his music for the longest time. And then, I don't know, something over the last year or two with his new album and all of his performances, I mean, he's really good. He's, like, better than everyone else out there right now.
Well, and he's great live, too, if you could ever have a chance to see him. Yeah, he's got a new tour. It's for Victoria. You've got the story here. He's preparing for his 24-carat magic tour, and he's on the cover of the Wall Street Journal Men's Fashion issue this month talking about how he prepares for the tour and what he wants people to take away when they leave. And he said, I want the show to be powerful because people spent some money on a ticket. I've seen Prince and Michael Jackson live. Those are nights I will remember forever. I'm not doing my job unless I leave a piece of me everywhere I go. So, and believe me, I have seen him twice, and he does leave a piece of himself on the stage. He is incredible. He just dance and sing the whole time. It's a great show. Now, they also asked him about doing carpool karaoke, which I think is such a fun, clever idea that James Corden started on his show in England. Here's a little bit of Bruno Mars doing carpool karaoke with James Corden.
Living it up in the city. Hey, got trucks on and Saint Laurent. I gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. Don't put it too high, hot damn. Got a police and a fireman. I'm too hot, hot damn.
They asked him about doing that, and he said, my biggest memory of that day was that the second it ended, I got a little depressed. It's the last day of vacation, and you feel sad that it's over. He said, it was so euphoric, I just wanted to do it again. His commitment was everything. We left it all in the car. I think he's 100% on his way to being one of the greats. He has unquantifiable energy where you want to watch it and be a part of it somehow. So those are big words from Bruno Mars about James Corden. And he's not wrong.
No,
he's not wrong. Really not. And that's, I think carpool karaoke, you know, it's... it was really interesting to watch the late night scene. Because it all sort of blew up with the grenade, like we're listening to from Bruno Mars, all at the same time. And we had a big rush of new late-night talk show hosts to get used to. And I think people probably looked at James Corden and went, oh, this guy, who is it? Maybe they were familiar with him from his acting and Into the Woods or something. But who is this guy? And I think he was able to sell himself to America with this carpool karaoke bit. And I do think he's on his way to greatness.
Absolutely. I mean, it already has its own show spinoff. So I saw a clip of Billy Eichner in the carpool karaoke with Metallica. So that's going to be on Apple TV, though, I think. But that's going to be a great show to see, too.
And, you know, kudos to Bruno Mars for not just charging a lot and not delivering on a show for his fans. I mean, there's so many. Not to name names or incriminate the guilty. But I went to see a concert at the Hollywood Bowl with Phil Collins. And I'm not a huge Phil Collins or Genesis fan, but my mom was. This was a Mother's Day gift for her several years ago.
Huh?
And it started to sprinkle. And he quit the show early. He left without completing his set. And he said, we've got to get out of here. It's too wet. And just took off. And I was so disappointed because you do pay a ton of money to go see people. And when they don't give it all to you, you really do feel it.
Wasn't the stage covered? Wasn't he at least covered?
He was covered. The rest of us were the ones sitting out there. That's what made it even more insulting.
Oh, Phil Collins.
Good for Bruno Mars for delivering. It's 28 past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Her lips, I could kiss them all day if she'd let me. Her laugh, she hates, but I think it's so sexy. She's so beautiful, and I tell her every.
I would never do that. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a prison nurse told an inmate that she was appalled that she heard a particular celebrity say an alarming phrase on television. When the inmate pointed out that she uses that very same phrase herself quite frequently, her response was, "Yeah, but I would never do that on TV." Few people on the planet want to admit that they act in hypocritical ways, but most, if not all of us, definitely do. We often rationalize our actions by comparing ourselves with those who do what we perceive to be much worse. But all the rationalization in the world can't stop us from the reality that people see our actions, not our intentions. Before you judge others, stop and do a reality check for the ways in which you live out the very thing you criticize in others. Listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis, for more.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh. I felt like canceling, but then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
And you won't. Right now, save up to 50% on a new office chair.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. And now save up to 50% on a new office chair during our winter chair event. Ends 3/11/17.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We'll be back in a bit. And in the meantime, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, and Kara Schillen holding down the fort. And ladies, speaking of, it seems like a lot of girl power here today. Maybe one of the top cheerleaders in her leg warmers for girl power is Jane Fonda. And she did this interview that I think was pretty shocking and did a lot of revealing about her personal life this week.
She really did, yeah. I mean, it's I've only recently become aware of her because of Grace and Frankie on Netflix, which she's just phenomenal on. I love that show. I can't believe she's 79 years old. I mean, when you look at her, she looks like she's like in her early 60s. But yeah, I'm a fan of hers, and looking into her past and reading up on her, it is surprising that she, in this very revealing interview with Brie Larson, who's a fellow Oscar winner, who interviewed her for this magazine, I think it's called The Edit, and she talked about growing up in a very patriarchal belief system in the 1950s and how it's affected her whole life, and she revealed that she's been raped. And she didn't go into details about when or how that happened, but she also said that she was sexually abused as a child and that she's been fired from jobs because she wouldn't sleep with her boss.
Wow.
I mean, that's heavy stuff.
Wow. So that was what inspired her. Is she, people who had followed the career of Jane Fonda, she did a lot of good. She put a lot of energy into the movement. This is obviously what probably inspired her to become a feminist, a woman's right advocate. I think she turned a lot of people off because her protesting got very, very political, especially when it came to the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm. And I heard about that. Yeah.
And so a lot of people got a little turned off by Jane Fonda. I mean, I always try to look at both sides and say, okay, well, she made these contributions here. Yeah, I didn't like so much what she said over here, but a lot of people are turned off if they're on the right. But Jane said in this interview that it took her decades to become the person that she is today. It took me 60 years, she said, to learn how to say no. I took parts I wasn't right for. I was taken advantage of. I didn't know how to stand up for myself. Really interesting. You know, it's funny how we can look at Hollywood and we think that these stars have these blessed lives, or that it always looks so glamorous, but yeah. You know what, they still have the problems, maybe just on a different scale because of the money that's involved, or the fame, or the power that everybody kind of does in their everyday life.
It's true, and they're just humans, but they just have such a cool job that it really, we tend to set them apart from everyone else. But the interesting thing, I didn't know that she had any children, but she has three grown children, actually. I didn't know that. They all have different last names, so I don't know if they're from different husbands or, wasn't she with, who was her longtime boyfriend?
Was it Ted Turner?
Yeah.
Which is such a weird pairing because Ted Turner was an uber conservative and she was not.
Right. And they were together for like a really long time, right? Like 20 years or something like that.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. Let's look him up. He's the biggest deal in town, but we have to do a quick Google on Ted Turner.
Well, the interesting thing about her revealing also in this interview that with her three children, or with regard to her three children, she said her biggest regret in life is that she wasn't a better parent. And she said, I didn't know how to do it, but you can learn, so I studied how to be a parent. It's never too late, and I'm trying to make up for what I didn't know before. And she said, when I die, I want my family to be around me, I want them to love me, and I want to have to earn that. And she said, I'm still working on it. So I'm assuming when she had little kids, she was probably on a movie set or, you know, off doing things, protesting or whatever she was up to. But that's,
Ted Turner was married to Jane Fonda from 91 to 2001. So they were married for 10 years.
Okay.
He's still kicking and doing things. He's 78 years old. She was married. So let's look at her marriages. She was married to Ted Turner from 91 to 2001. Before that, Tom Hayden, who... This is where it was very political, and this is where it's hard for a lot of people on the right to get behind Jane Fonda, because they had a lot of very communist beliefs, Tom Hayden and Jane Fonda. Tom Hayden was a politician. 1973 to 1990 was their marriage, and then Roger Vadim, not sure who that is, 1965 to 1973, so she's had three
marriages.
That's
one of the children. So she has a daughter named Mary Williams, who's 49. She has a daughter named Vanessa Vadim, who's 48. And then she has a son named Troy Garrity, who's 43. So Mary Williams and Vanessa are only 1 year apart. I wonder who... Wow, Jane was up to stuff.
She was up to no good. And Roger Vadim, by the way, he met her during the Barbarella days because he was a screenwriter, director, sometimes actor. So interesting.
Oh. Wow.
It was fun to go into the Wayback Machine. Yeah. All right, George Bush... did some appearance. He's been all over the place. He's got this new book out, Portraits of Courage, that benefits the veterans of our country. And he's been everywhere. He was in my neck of the woods at the Reagan Library. He was on the Today Show.
he visited with Ellen. And I think, ladies, maybe we should take a quick break here, because when we come back, what we can do is actually go through some of the site. Because, you know, Ellen has some fun with him talking about Poncho Gate, which was that issue when he was fighting this rain slicker at the inauguration of Donald Trump. Also talks to him about his friendship with Michelle Obama, and that Ellen herself has a brand new furniture collection. So there's lots of news to unpack. So let's take a quick time out here, and when we come back, we are going to have this audio you do not want to miss. George Bush versus the poncho. That's right. It's 41 minutes past the hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season starts Sunday at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. For health, flavor, and freshness, try new Tasty Lee tomatoes. They are vine-ripened with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. And they are certified by the American Heart Association as a heart-healthy check-marked food. For a healthy, happy life, try sweet, juicy, garden-fresh Tasty Lee tomatoes. Time for some great basketball games, and great games need great snacks. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes for a healthy, delicious snack for your armchair athlete. How about a tasty cheese panini? Or a classic tasty club? Your family will love them. For more fresh ways to go, visit tastylee.com.
Tasty Lee tomatoes. Ask for them by name at your favorite grocery store.
There's more fresh ways to go. Try Tasty Lee tomatoes.
Tasty Lee. We'll leave it on the vine for you.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Fun Friday, On Air with Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls, doing a great job. And Dougie is out for a moment. But, ladies, George W. Bush, who I know, he wasn't the most popular of characters, especially on people on the left. I know, Victoria, you tend to sit, my friend over there, she sits on that side of the aisle. I sit over here, but we hold hands every once in a while.
Oh, I would like to think we hold hands a lot more than that.
Yeah, we hold hands. So not a lot of people loved George Bush when he was president, but now it seems like everybody's sort of relaxed. They've relaxed on the criticism. He's out of office. Now he's the guy that you think, gosh, I kind of miss him. He was, you know, charismatic, always kind of a fun guy, a little twinkle behind his eyes. He has a brand new book out, and it's a great idea. He's quite the artist, and he did these portraits of military personnel coming back and different things to benefit our veterans in this country. It's a wonderful idea, and he's been on the circuit promoting the book. He was on the Today Show. He's been doing speeches just in my neck of the woods at the Reagan Library. I'm in Los Angeles. Victoria's in New York. But he went on the Ellen Show, and Ellen, in true Ellen fashion, had to have a little bit of fun with him. If you remember back to Inauguration Day, the inauguration of Donald Trump, it was a little misty in Washington, D.C., and these plastic ponchos were handed out to some of the dignitaries in the crowd, including former President Bush. And he was really the only one. You didn't see Bill Clinton wrestling with this. You didn't see anybody else who was in the crowd really wrestling with these things. But George W. decided that he should put the poncho on, and trouble ensued. Here's Ellen ribbing him a little for that.
You had a little bit of problem. Put the poncho was a problem. It seems. Had you put one on? Was that the first time?
Yeah.
First time putting a poncho on.
It looks like it. That's what she was.
I feel like it runs in the family. It really must run in the family because your mom had an issue with the poncho also.
It's genetics.
Yeah.
Very funny stuff.
Poncho Gate was hilarious.
Well, especially because, you know, God love the internet. You can't do one stupid thing because the internet will capture you and make you famous. And so those pictures, the memes were going around online that showed him in five different poses, I think, wrestling with this poncho, trying to get it on, which eventually he ended up just using as a blanket because he just gave up after
trying. Yeah, he basically wrapped it around his head. Well, the funny thing is, too, at one point, he knows that he's been caught by a photographer, and he has the funniest, like, cutest grin where it's like, okay, I know this is going to turn into one of those internet things, and he just has that moment, and it's so funny to see those pictures. But what you were saying earlier, though, Jen, about, like, people being, you know, on the left or whatever, I always liked him as a person. I didn't agree with his politics, but I always liked him as a person, and I liked the whole family, and I think that the work that he's done since he left office has really been amazing, and we need to, we talk about a lot on the show, we really do need to pay a lot more attention to PTSD with our veterans, and that's what he's been focusing on. So I just, you know, I'm a big fan of his, actually, and it's nice to see him all over the TV circuit because he's a lot of fun and he doesn't take himself seriously.
No, that's actually one of the great things about him is that he definitely likes to laugh, even in sometimes inappropriate times. I remember this past summer when an awful set of circumstances, when those police officers in Dallas were being targeted and gunned down. And they had that memorial service for him. And on the stage, he was there along with President Obama, Michelle Obama. His wife, Laura, was there. And they were up on the stage, and it was at this beautiful beautiful church, and they've got this big choir singing behind them, and he's feeling the music. He's getting into it. He's dancing. It was a little bit, people were looking around because this was supposed to be memorial service. It was a little inappropriate, but he was obviously taken with the spirit of that music, and the person who looked at him on the stage and kind of was right there with him was Michelle Obama, and apparently these two have formed quite a friendship, and George W. Bush talked to Ellen about that.
You're good friends with Michelle.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. She and I have you know, I'm kind of a needler, and she handles it pretty well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you went to the...
That surprised everybody. That's what's so weird about society today, you know, that people on opposite sides of the political spectrum could actually like each other.
But are you that close? You're closer to her than Barack.
Well, let's put it this way. He's never given me a hug that way.
Yeah.
That's the picture I think he's describing of Michelle came up from behind George W. and gave him kind of like a bear hug, which is a really, and he kind of leans back, and it's a really cute picture. And while Laura Bush and Barack were talking to each other, so it looked like this is a couple. Yeah, I know. It looked like they kind of have a little crush on each other.
It was very funny, though, that you've seen these moments between the two of them. And, you know, this is a look, no matter your politics, President of the United States is a very small club. And so people that belong into it or have membership into it, they do have to have a sense of camaraderie, I believe. All right, speaking of Ellen, we've been talking about George W. Bush, but Ellen was the interviewer there. She's launched a new furniture collection, which is pretty interesting. She's very big into interior design. She has a home with Portia de Rossi up in Santa Barbara that I know she takes a lot of pride in. So what's the story with her new collection, Victoria?
Well, I didn't realize that, I mean, that Ellen is so into real estate, and apparently she's flipped houses, and she loves decorating and everything. And she has a show on HGTV called Ellen's Design Challenge. I've never heard of that show, but apparently that exists. So she has now launched her first furniture collection called Ed, which is a nickname. It's her initials, but it's the nickname that Portia calls her. So that's why she named her collection Ed by Ellen DeGeneres. She partnered with Thomasville Furniture, and it's a living room, dining room, bedroom, all kinds of different things, two different main styles, a relaxed mid-century style and then a rustic modern design. And she said, I know, right? And she said in her promotional video, she said, it's classic, it's beautiful, it's sophisticated, it's rich. Wow, you know what? That's exactly how I would describe myself. She also says all the sofas come equipped with spare change and a remote control in the cushions to make them feel more lived in.
Very funny. Well, you know what? If she can use her sense of humor to sell that furniture line, God love her. It's 50 pounds. The hour on air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You can follow our show on Twitter at DJ V Show, or follow all of us individually at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen. And of course, if you have any tech questions at all, you can always use the hashtag Tech Talk. Now, about this time, Victoria, we like to run down the top 5 stories of the week in the technology sphere. And coming in at number 5, neuroscience confirms why we post on Facebook. Please.
Well, I mean, this is the one we all want to know about, right? Why is it that we feel we need to share on Facebook? And it turns out neuroscience says it's all about earning social credibility. So if you want to up your social cred, then that's why people post on Facebook. In 2 recent studies, researchers measured the brain activity of 80 people as they read headlines from the New York Times health articles and then rated how likely they were to share each article. They found that when deciding whether to share something, people think about themselves and what other people will think of their post. So essentially, it's all about us. it's narcissism at its very definition. So apparently, It is kind of crazy. I mean, we know that that apparently they've done brain scans on Facebook users too, and scientists found that the more Facebook friends you have, the more gray matter you have in the social perception parts of your brain. So there's some like legit science with this stuff. I don't know how much.
Stuff.
I don't know what gray matter, you know, how that relates to your personality and things like that. But that's probably the next study that they'll do. Is it good or bad to have more gray matter in those areas of your brain? Is it a good or bad thing? I don't know.
It's so weird. I don't know what it says about my brain. I go through like really weird trends, like where I'm posting all the time and then I don't post for like a month, and then it's just back and forth.
It is all funny, right, though. You do tend to think like, okay, I don't want to inundate people with too many posts, but I also don't want to disappear. So
that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, it's always about the timing. All right. At number four this week, our top technology news stories, change your passwords again. I just give up. There's
like
a new data breach. Just take it. I'm done. I'm not protecting myself anymore.
At this point, it's just like, you know what? Just someone steal my identity, please. Maybe you can improve my credit score for me. I don't know. So this week's victim was Cloudflare, which is actually a web security and data management company that no one knows about. But behind the scenes of the internet, they run a sizable chunk of the infrastructure. And so the trouble apparently happened. They had some code that was wrong, and a bug caused Cloudflare's buffer to overflow, and it basically dumped extra data onto 140,000 different unsecured websites. So what that meant for real-life people was that if you're using apps like Uber or OkCupid or Fitbit, those were just three of the company's websites that were found to have been compromised. So on those three, at least, if you use one of them or all of them, change your password immediately. They don't know exactly what type of data was leaked, but they do know there was a breach.
Not a bad idea to just change it on a regular basis anyway. All right. Lyft. This is good news for people who use Lyft. I do. Lyft is inching closer in popularity to Uber.
Yeah, that's right. They've added 50 new cities and 4 new states just this week alone. So now they're up to 300 cities, and it's the largest expansion that Lyft has had to date. They are now in medium-sized markets like Fort Myers, Florida, Fredericksburg, Virginia, Kalamazoo, Iowa City, things like that. So they're slowly inching their way forward. They got a little bit of a bump during the hashtag delete Uber trend.
Mm-hmm.
So they got a bump in business there, but, you know, they have the same sort of record that Uber has. They've had problems with drivers and sexual harassment, too. So pick your poison.
All right, number two this week. Coachella has been getting lots of news, not just for the fact that Beyonce dropped out because she's too pregnant and Lady Gaga's in, but it looks like the website was hacked.
It was. Coachella.com was hacked, and it was right after they announced Lady Gaga as Beyonce's replacement. So there might be some connection there, but either way, full names, email addresses, and phone numbers, and birth dates were all stolen. So if you use Coachella.com, make sure you change your password.
And number one this week, YouTube launching a live TV service.
That's right. YouTube Live has now launched for $35 a month. You'll get a bunch of cable channels and live TV. Now they're joining you get 45 channels, and they're still missing some from Time Warner, Scripps, and Viacom, but I think they're going to add Showtime, and they're in competition now with Dish's Sling TV, Sony's PlayStation View, which I have and I love. Kara always laughs at me for that, and DirecTV Now. So
lots of competition in that sphere, that is for sure. All right, very good. The top five tech stories of the week. Follow us again if you have any tech questions on Twitter at DJV Show, hashtag Tech Talk.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's
LibertyOnCall.org.